Pat, we're going to have a conversation here with the great Barry Sanders. I mean, his career speaks for itself. In 10 years, over 15,000 yards rushing, 99 touchdowns. He's got some really cool stuff going on with Miller Lite. Barry is participating in a Miller Lite eBay charity auction that will award the highest bidder the opportunity to watch a football game with him at your house. He'll come to the winner's home for a December 18th game between the Lions and the Raiders, bring all the food, all the refreshments, all proceeds will go to the Gridiron Greats Assistance Fund, an organization that helps former NFL players in need. For more information and a place to bid, go to www.ebay.com/MillerLite. The auction ends at 1 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, December the 14th, 2011 at 1 p.m., so get your bids in. Now, the great Barry Sanders joining us here on the program. How you doing, Barry?
Wonderful. How's it going?
Doing awesome, great, man. It's good to hear your voice. Before we get into some of the football stuff, talk about the Miller Lite charity auction.
Oh, that's exactly right. You know, the Miller Lite eBay charity auction. And, you know, like you said, it's, we're calling it a home gate instead of a tailgate. It's a home gate. And I'll come to your home. I'll bring all the food and drinks. You know, the game coming up here this week against the Raiders. And for great cause. Of course, the Gridiron Greats and Gridiron Greats Fund, and you can find out more about it at ebay.com/MillerLite. You know, it should be a lot of fun. I mean, I'll come, and you don't have to do anything, just to have the winning bid, and leave the rest to me and Miller Lite, and looking forward to it.
How's your body doing, Daddy-O? Over 3,000 carries. I think I played against you maybe 9 or 10 matchups. Could never get you to the ground. What people don't realize is so many times you didn't get tackled, you were pushed out of bounds. How's your body holding up?
I got hit enough. I got hit enough. Come on now.
But no, I know you did, but it could never get you to the ground. You got hit. You just ran right through him or away from him.
I tried my best, you know, but I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good.
Yeah, Mr. Modest. We played you. I was at the Jets. We played you. You had 2 touchdowns and 3 carries, and you had 100 yards rushing. It was like over before it happened. Oh, it's good. Hey, you must be proud of the Lions and what's going on there. And, you know, it took a long time to get it going again, but it is pointed in the right direction.
Oh, hey, we're excited. We're excited. We've come a long ways, obviously, and had some real difficult times. And just, you know, with so many things going wrong, you know, and now getting back on track, seeing the team put out some victories. Of course, this is football country here. I mean, they love the football, love the Lions, and you know, we've been waiting for this for a while, you know, so it's nice to see.
Hey, what would your advice be, and not that he needs any, but Jim Schwartz and some of the penalty issues that have gone down for Detroit this year?
Well, hey, I mean, that's difficult. It's difficult. You got a young team. A lot has happened this year. You're trying to establish respect, you know, and you don't want to take away your team's physical edge. You don't want to take away that aggression, too much of it. So it's a fine line, you know. It's a fine line. And you know, because you want guys to be loose and be able to play. Obviously, there's some penalties that could have been avoided. But all in all, I think we're seeing a team that, you know, we are trying to learn how to win, learn how to handle success. Learn how to, you know, learn a lot of things about being successful in this league. You know, I think the penalties are important. But for us Lions fans, we just want to see the team continue to win. And you know, hopefully we don't get any stupid penalties. But we want to keep seeing a team that's hungry to win. And you know, with these guys that we see on the field, you know, it matters. You know, the games matter to them from a fan standpoint, and we like saying that.
Hey, Barry, let's talk about your son a little bit, if you don't mind. I follow high school football, and I follow college football, and he looks phenomenal. First off, he's bigger than you were, and he's having a great career himself. Is he? What's he doing with himself right now?
Well, he just finished up his season. Yeah. He's you know, went on a lot of recruiting trips. He'll be playing in the Army All-American game.
Oh, good.
I believe that's January 7th or something like that. And he'll be playing in that game. And he wants to play baseball in college. He wants to play football and baseball. He's looking at a lot of great schools or a lot of great schools are looking at him. He's a fantastic player, a fantastic high school player. Me and his mom, very proud of him.
Hey, which backs around the league catch your eye now as you watch pro football?
I think we got a great group of backs. I mean, it seems like in the last 4 or 5 years, the quality of backs that have come into the league has really improved. And I think at the top of that list, you got to put probably Maurice Jones-Drew. You look at LeSean McCoy. You look at Arian Foster, Ray Rice. I mean, it's a lot of guys out there. Everybody's talking about Denver. You look at what Willis McGahee's done this year. Michael Turner. I mean, there's a good group of backs in the game right now.
Yeah, I was talking to LeSean McCoy, Barry, on Saturday, getting ready for the game that I did down in Miami, and we asked him about those comparisons to you because people have made those comparisons, and I see some of the cutting in the open field that resembles your game, but he basically said this, that, you know what, nobody can be Barry Sanders. I don't compare myself to him. I think we're completely different in our body types, maybe some of those open field cuts. He goes, but Barry by far was my favorite back growing up. But I think what people don't realize, Barry, and remember in you, I do from playing against you, is how thick you were in the lower end in terms of your body and your lower legs. McCoy is certainly not built like that, and even he said it.
Oh yeah, well I was pretty solid. I mean, I was probably built more like maybe like Maurice Jones-Drew.
Right.
Kind of. He's probably along that frame. McCoy. I like what I see. I like what I see. Very shifty. He's very shifty. Always changing that angle. That the defense has to attack from. And that's very difficult for a defender when a guy he keeps his options open. Am I going right? Am I going left? Am I going to outrun you? Obviously, he's not a power back. So very slippery, very quick, very fast. And he's exciting to watch.
Okay, I won the raffle. You're coming to my house, and I'm a big Bears or Packer fan. it's always intriguing to me, and I love when you guys come on and you volunteer to do this, and it's great, and it's really for a great cause. But at the end of the day, Barry, you could be in someone's house that never liked the Lions. How are you going to handle it?
Oh, well, there's
a sense of humor.
I guess there's some other things to talk about, and it could happen. But the main thing is, it's for a great cause. The former players, Gridiron Greats, that program helps and supports would appreciate whatever we can do, that's the bottom line, and we're having fun with it.
I'm only having fun with you. You know they're gonna love having you in their house for the whole day, and
I hope so.
You know they will. And I hope there's a 17-year-old that wants to play in Madden and just be you.
Well, I'm up for it. Absolutely.
Barry Sanders on the program with us. Hey, we know you're a man of faith for sure. Tell us your thoughts on what's happening with the Denver Broncos this year. It's really unbelievable.
No, it's fantastic. It's fantastic, man. Just to see, how successful the team has been able to be, and how Tebow has rallied the troops and the attention surrounding him and just all the doubt, and obviously the verdict is still out. The verdict is still out on what kind of player he's going to be, but it's been fantastic to watch. I mean, each week. I think you see him getting better, I think he'll be the first to admit that he has a lot of improvement to do. But just to see, the way he's able to pull these games out and the team, they have a good team. They have a good, solid team, good, solid running game, but it's fantastic to watch because no one would have given them a chance, you know. And so, you know, and it's been like they say, you know, that's why they play the game. You know, that's why they play the game because you know, before the season, everybody's breaking down Tebow's throwing motion and this and that and the other and are sure of how, you know, how successful he would not be. You know, and so it's fascinating to watch.
And we've also heard guys say that he needs to tone down the God talk. What are your thoughts on that, Barry?
Well, I mean, that's you know, a personal belief. And I, you know, I think that I think, you know, you look at the kind of young man he is, and I think that you know, I think that should be the thing that stands out the most. You know, who he is, what he is. He's a guy you don't have to worry about off the field. You know, an outstanding person, and he's winning games. And when you hear him talk, you know, he's very humble. He understands that he's in a great situation. He takes it all in stride. So I think that he's, you know, whatever he's doing, he's doing something right.
Last one for me, Barry. Have you talked to Sue? Have you gotten to know him at all? I'd be really interested if you guys ever sat down.
I have not gotten a chance to really talk to him. I've just met him in passing and that kind of thing. And you know, we're, you know, hey, we're pulling for him. You know, he, you know, obviously last year had a great year. It's not uncommon for a really good player to have, you know, to struggle a little bit in that second year because now, you know, in a certain sense, this year is a different game than last year because now you're factored into the game plan. You know, now you may be seeing more double teams. You know, so to a degree, this is you know, and this is something that you don't always understand. You know, as a young player coming in, but this year is a different. This is totally different game than last year's game. You know, because last year we didn't. You know, you weren't factored into the game plan. This year you are. So it'll just be interesting to see whether he steps his game up another notch. And we've seen this before. You know, I was a good friend of Reggie White's. You know, and when Reggie was in Philly and playing with Jerome Brown, you know, Reggie understood that hey, he was gonna see a lot more doubles and triples. You know, and so he had to raise his game up, you know. So it'll be interesting to see what young Sue will do with some of this adversity that he's seen.
Yep. All right, everybody, get your bids in right now. Barry will come to your house if you throw in the winning bid. Miller Lite eBay charity auction. Highest bidder, the opportunity to watch a football game with the Hall of Famer Barry Sanders. He'll come to your crib on the 18th of December. The game coming up between the Lions and the Raiders. Go to www.ebay.com/MillerLite. The auction does end at 1 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday. Coming up here in a couple of days on the 14th at 1 p.m. So get your bids in now. Barry, great talking to you, man. Thanks for about 15 minutes.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Take care. Thank you very much. Good luck. Have fun.